All right, thank you very much. My name is Julia Hood. I'm going to be presenting on the challenges faced by state and city STD programs and engagement and external part. Okay. Better? Okay. So my name is Julia Hood. I'm going to be presenting on the challenges faced by state and city STD programs and engagement and external partnerships, at least as they were described in the annual progress report submitted to CDC. So as we all are well aware of, the context for STD control and prevention in the United States has shifted considerably in the recent years. And, you know, of course, we're talking about the economic downturn as well as changes in our national healthcare patterns. So to assess how the STD programs are affected by and adjusting to this change, we systematically abstracted data from the progress report submitted to CDC by state and city health departments. And we paid particularly close attention to both the challenges that were described within the annual progress reports as well as engagement and partnerships. And this is just one example of the type of program science that we're trying to do at CDC at the national level. So we looked at the 2009 annual progress reports that were submitted by the 50 state and 8 city health departments. We captured any content relating to a challenge faced or a barrier to meeting a programmatic objective. And we captured this information in vivo. And while I was reading through every single page of every single annual progress report, we also abstracted data on any partnerships that described within the progress reports. And this information was recorded in Excel. So the challenge, our analysis was fairly straightforward. We took the qualitative data on the challenges, and we just, you know, categorized those challenges by the program activity that the challenge pertained to, and we summarized this information across the STD programs. Whoops. In terms of partnerships, we categorized each of the types of organizations that were involved in partnerships and the program activities that they supported. And then we also looked at the correlates of citing a large number of partners, and so we looked. And this is at the health department level. So we compared city and state health departments in terms of their engagement level of engagement with partners, whether the health department received syphilis elimination effort funding, and this was a proxy for serving a high morbidity jurisdiction, and then also whether the health department mentioned a budget constraint within their annual progress report. So moving into our results on the challenges cited, perhaps not surprisingly, a large proportion of our health departments noted that staffing shortages, or be that furlough days, layoffs, staff retention, and so forth, was a challenge. That was cited by 70% of our CDC-funded STD programs. Another 50% of our STD programs mentioned that they were facing some kind of budget constraint. And no doubt that you know, these types of issues affected our STD programs' abilities to meet their other programmatic objectives. And I'm going to go into the challenges relating to surveillance and data management, partner services, and screening in more detail. So the challenges described pertaining to surveillance and data management are listed here. Not entirely surprisingly, a quarter of our project areas just mentioned incomplete records was one challenge they faced in meeting surveillance and data management objectives. Then also another 20% of our STD programs mentioned just obtaining data from external partners was a challenge, and of course staffing. And then notably, a large number of our STD programs noted that either deployment of a new technology or new software was an issue, but then also just challenges with existing softwares that they were using was a challenge that was commonly faced. In terms of partner services, a quarter of our project areas mentioned just locating partners was a barrier to meeting partner services objectives. But I, you know, I'll highlight that, you know, 5 health department STD programs went out of their way to say that working with private providers was a challenge in delivering partner services. Now moving on to our data on external partners. So again, we looked at 58 annual progress reports, and across these annual progress reports, a total of 516 external organizations were cited. And this is a median of 7 organizations that were cited per health department STD program with a very large range. We had one STD program that mentioned just one organization within their annual progress report and another STD program that mentioned 37 organizations in their annual progress report. And then just a few organizations were cited by many different STD programs, including Planned Parenthood. So this is our distribution of the types of organizations that were cited within the annual progress reports. This graph shows that the most common types of partners are community-based organizations, school-based health centers, correctional facilities, university-affiliated clinics and organizations, as well as nonprofits. But this graph also shows the types of partners that were rarely mentioned within the progress reports, notably private providers, HMOs, federally qualified health centers, and faith-based organizations. So something that we may want to think about going forward. Now, we also looked at, what types of program activities most commonly involved partners, and really screening stood out. Of the 516 organizations that were cited within the progress report, 63% of them, or close to 64% of them, were supporting screening initiatives. And 75% of our health departments noted that they worked with at least one external organization to meet their screening objectives. And just if we look at the types of organizations that were involved in screening, we see that, again, it's correctional and rehab facilities, nonprofit organizations, and school-affiliated organizations that most commonly supporting screening. Again, I want to highlight that, just 11% of all the organizations that were cited and involved in screening were healthcare providers. Now, the correlates of citing eight or more partners, and the cutoff of eight was chosen since the median was seven. But project areas, a smaller proportion of our health STD programs that reported a budget problem in their annual progress report also reported working with eight or more external partners. Somewhat a counterintuitive finding, but being an SEE recipient, that is, serving a high morbidity jurisdiction, a larger proportion of those health departments reported working with a large number of external partners. But there's no difference between city and state health departments. So there certainly are limitations to the analysis that I've just presented. Most definitely that the information about challenges faced in collaboration with external partners is entirely voluntarily provided by our STD programs within the APR. And not only that, it's also very much guided by what CDC asks for in their progress reports. So recognizing this limitation, I suspect that the data that I've just presented are likely just the tip of the iceberg, that it's likely that when we look across all of our STD programs, that the challenges that were noted by a few are probably experienced by some. And I think this type of analysis is helpful in identifying areas that are common problems, and a starting point for richer program science. So the implications of this analysis, just kind of touched on this, we see that there are challenges, common challenges faced across our STD programs, and it'd be helpful to program and research to try to identify solutions to common problems. And I've listed some of the common problems here, such as human resources issues and issues pertaining to technology and data management, as well as just collaboration as it relates to partner services and screening and again surveillance. So I think working together to try to identify solutions to common problems would be a good thing. And then also this analysis gave somewhat of a snapshot of the types of partners that are engaged with STD programs, or at least CDC-funded STD programs. We saw the types of organizations that we're commonly working with and the types of organizations we're less commonly working with. So it may be helpful to think about going forward, what types of new partners should we be reaching out to, and how can we best do so? And then also we saw that most of our partnerships are engaged in screening. Another question is, should we be, engaging partners in other program activities? How can we reach out to them and so forth? I guess we're taking questions at the end, but thank you very much for your attention.